What's going on in your world?
Oh, man, we took a tour of the city of Bryan. And
well, you never done that before?
No, they put us on a bus
okay.
and hauled us around for 2.5 hours to see all the projects we're working on, from road projects to sewer to water to subdivisions, and we didn't even get through. We had about an hour we had to cut off.
Well, that's probably a pretty good idea, especially when you do single-member districts. You might really, quite honestly, not see something that's going on if it's not on a main road or whatever.
Right, and we had the public works director and all those kind of people on there that could explain what's going on, why they're doing it, and where it is and all that. So it was very informative, and we need to do that on a pretty regular basis so we all know what's going on and not just people in their districts.
Well, and likewise, right, as, you know, District 1 sees something that's going on in District 4 or whatever, and that could also, I guess, help as far as capital improvement in the future, too.
It does, and it also lets everybody know that we had a map that all the little places where we went, and they were pretty well scattered equally all over town. So,
good.
So all
good.
This my district, your district, got this stuff was over with. It was okay.
All right.
Look at this map.
It shows all that.
Yeah, it was good.
So there's not a format for that to happen like every quarter or twice a year or anything like that?
Oh, we get, you know, written reports and stuff like that, but it's different to actually all be together,
right.
See it, and be able to ask questions, and everybody hear the same answers. And it's good to actually physically be together when you go look at those things and not just hear it at a council meeting or something like that.
Yep.
To actually be there is a whole lot better.
I hear you. All right, what else you got?
Well, let's see. Well, the Bryan Police Department had their big banquet, and that's always a good thing. You learn all the wonderful things they've done all year. And
they had Chase Murphy as their master
ceremony. They did. Chase did a great job,
there
Chase.
You go. All right, that's it,
so anyway, that was a good event. Cracker Barrel opened up. It was the second biggest opening.
I bet you got there, didn't you?
It was the second biggest opening in Cracker Barrel's history.
Really?
That first week sales were the second biggest they've ever had.
Wow.
So anyway.
Now, you were in the food business, so when you go into a restaurant, what's the first thing you might notice?
I'm not having to run it.
Yeah, that's fair.
No,
that's
fair. It starts with the way first person you run into.
Yeah.
And, you know, are they happy to be there? Are they, you know, getting you to seat and trying to be nice and those things? Then you get into the food, and if the table's clean, if the floor's clean. I notice a lot of things.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean, because you do. You were in the business, so you do that. Did you play that little peg game? Would they have that at the table, that little?
No, we were there at the day before thing where they practice on you.
I got you. Yeah.
So we didn't play any of the games.
You were the guinea pig thing. I got you.
But it was good guinea pig game.
Well, again, that brings in a little bit of revenue into Bryan. That's always a good thing.
It certainly does.
What else?
We're working on trying to help Habitat. They've got City of Bryan owns some land right next to the Habitat warehouse.
Okay.
Between there and 2818.
Mm-hmm.
And they've asked for that a while back, and I told them if they could get a matching. We would appraise the property, whatever it's worth. They'd get a matching gift, then we could, I'd do whatever I could to get it for them.
Mm-hmm.
And after working hard at it, they couldn't get the gift, and I thought, this is crazy. It doesn't do any good for City of Bryan to have that land sitting there. So we're going to try to see if we can give that to them so they can use that for parking or expand their building or whatever they need to do, because they say they need more space. So we're going to try to take an unused piece of property and get some use out of it.
Well, they do good work. You see their work all over town. That's for
they
sure.
do. They do good stuff. What else? The bio corridor.
You're going to tell us about.
I'm going to show you this picture. Scott.
Look at that, man! Look at that thing. That's amazing. Is that yellow border on the ground like it is here, or is it like on television where you can only see it on TV? You know, the first down line. You know,
if you can help me, we're going to go paint that all.
Oh yeah,
the yellow line this afternoon.
I'll do that. Yeah, I will. Now I know this is a deal that's obviously built around the Health Science Center campus out there, but the idea of being able to provide a lot of different kind of health related
it is,
services.
And it's a. Actually, pharmaceuticals are a big part of all of this, and I didn't realize till we got into all this that the pharmaceutical industry, medical industry with medical devices, A&M is really set in a good position because you need engineers to design parts of those things, you need chemistry people, you need biomedical people. We've got the infrastructure to start from the pure research and go all the way to manufacturing of the drugs, and most of that stuff. A lot of it gets done right here between A&M and Texas University and other universities in Texas. We're number one or number two in patents for these kind of things, for pharmaceuticals, but then it gets sold off to companies in California and New Jersey, and those are the big two. There's some other ones. And they end up making the big money and getting the good jobs and all those things out of it. So what we're trying to do, not just Bryan, I mean obviously the whole area together, working together, is to fill in those little gaps where we don't have and try to bring a whole new industry here. And it starts probably at the vet school, and it's going to work its way all around to the Health Science Center. That whole area is trying to get put together right now by all the entities to be a biomedical corridor to help those things happen.
Well, that's good money. That's above average salaries.
And, it's huge jobs. It's huge investments.
Yeah.
And it's huge. And all the, we've got a lot of the pieces. We've just got to, along the way, from the pure research to the actual manufacturing and selling, we've got some little pieces that we don't have of that puzzle. We're trying to fill those pieces in. And if we can get that, it would be a game changer in this area. It's a world changer.
Sure.
The company that's moving in right now, GCON, the vaccine company, it has a whole new method of making vaccines for flu or any other kind of vaccine. And those are going to be, right now it takes 9 months, all these special eggs out of special chickens, and you got to guess a year out what kind of flu vaccine to make for a flu. You don't even know what it is yet.
Right,
which is what we've had all along. It's 60-year-old technology. Now they're going to take tobacco plants, inject whatever into the plant, it grows, and in 6 weeks they'll be able to make a vaccine.
How interesting. Out of tobacco. How ironic that is.
At a tobacco plant that doesn't have nicotine in it.
How very interesting.
And so they're going to be able to, at the beginning of flu season, actually find out what the flu is this year, and 6 weeks later have a vaccine for it.
So the guessing game is over then, because you've got the information.
And that's going to be right out there, right next door to the Health Science Center.
Wow.
In this bio corridor.
Wow.
And this is one of the catalysts that will help make all this happen.
Yeah. Kind of neat. Hey, listen, before you leave, West Corporation, of course, has announced that they're going to be closing effective May the 15th. They're about 250 employees, a little bit more. Tell me what kind of an impact that has on the city of Bryan.
Well, it's 260 people. I don't know where they all live. They could be all over the county or anywhere. That's 260 jobs we're losing.
Now, there were some inducements that were given to them by RVP. Is the city of Bryan on the hook for any of that?
Indirectly. It's, you know, we gave them some tax abatements and some things like that that float through the Research Valley Partnership. But we've heard from them, and our intention is to, they did not meet their goals that were set for them.
Communication didn't meet the RVP
goals.
The
benchmarks, yes,
right.
You're correct. And so, we've got to go back and say, okay, you got this incentive, but you did not meet your benchmarks. We want our money back.
Okay.
And so that's what we'll be doing here pretty quickly, is going back and trying to get that taken care of.
Hope that happens. All right, very good. Thanks for your time.